This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
The WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Thank you so much for listening. The best show on the radio, Philadelphia or anywhere. Today, on the day that Brandon Graham retires, we've been talking about Brandon, taking your calls on Brandon all day long. We'll continue to do that up until 6 at 215-592-9494. But we could not let 5 p.m. go without your favorite portion of the program.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
There's a lot of sad things that WIP hosts do. You know, like, it's just sad. They're hanging on to certain things. It's time to maybe move on from certain things.
Oh, boy.
And what have you, the five saddest things that some of you people do.
Are you on the list?
No, I'm not. Oh. There's nothing I do that's sad.
Not.
Come on. Number five is that Spike still hates on Jalen after all he's accomplished by himself. You're just out there by yourself hating on Jalen Hurts after everything he's accomplished. It's truly sad. Super Bowl MVP.
See, this is a
Eagles,
fill the list out.
Eagles Mount Rushmore.
You are a much bigger Jalen Hurts hater than I am. I don't even think it's close, to be honest with you.
Off air. Yeah.
No, on air, too.
It trickles over.
You're the one that says next year's a prove-it year
it
for him.
It is a prove-it year for Jalen. Are you actually elite, or what?
But yes, I believe in some of those things. But yeah, I would say that you are such a big hater that it would lead you to sometimes cheer against the football team.
Well, I would
that never happened.
Would
to
never
me.
Do that. Okay. Only against one player.
Okay.
The fourth saddest thing that WIP hosts do is this Hunter Brody. Now, he's new to us, right?
Yeah.
But this just thirsting it up on Twitter thing, just like people say, you're one of the good ones on sports radio.
Did he do anything new?
No, even like last night he's tweeting about like how he just wants to celebrate Nick Sirianni. Like, he just can't help it. He can't help it. He's gotten some positive feedback from people, and he's just eating it up now.
Yeah. Well, he's too much of a YouTube guy. Like, the people like slurp that stuff up on YouTube. And
yeah.
You got to realize, we're going to need the real Hunter Brody here. We don't
and
need.
It can't be about the Flyers, dude. No one cares.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's good you have your lane. You could be the Flyers guy.
Fine, yeah.
I've been there. I understand it. But we're going to need some real, you know, real things to chew on with these other sports, not just about how good everybody is.
Yeah. And he'll come on and be like, well, I can't celebrate my team winning the
yeah.
Super Bowl.
Ooh. Yeah.
Howie reminds me a lot of Kobe. He doesn't remind you of Kobe at all? First off, he wears Jordans. Anyway. Anyway. The third saddest thing that WIP hosts do.
The Broach thing really pisses me off.
No, it does.
I just feel like there's a real takesman in there, and he's so busy just, you know.
Can he build his audience?
But then when he comes in and he's honest, they're all going to be mad at him, this audience, you know?
Right.
Yeah, we thought you were one of the good ones.
Yeah.
Huh?
Oh, it's like, ding, 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 ding. Likes, 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 likes,
please
likes.
Like
ding,
my
ding,
tweet.
Ding, 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 ding.
Oh, man, y'all are brutal, man.
The third saddest thing that WIP hosts do is Ike when he tries to not be in on Eagles Insider of the Year, but still like sometimes wants credit for it, even though he refused himself.
Yep.
Make up your mind.
May have happened before the show today.
Pick your lane.
Yep. He's asking for credit, and then I remind him he took himself out of the Eagles Insider of the Year race.
I know.
He still wants credit.
Well, there's a competitive side of me. You know, I just you know, I'm not a real insider. I just
Could be.
I just know things.
No, I know.
Right.
I just have a feel for things.
And you're a good. You're an influencer. Yeah, like you're the leader of the Eagles fans. You know what I mean?
Eagles Influencer of the Year. He could win that.
Yeah. No,
I'm a truth teller.
That's right.
You are Eagles truth teller
truth
of the year.
And
we'd love you so much for that, Ike, on the show with those two idiots you work with.
Yeah. But the insider, I feel like you could be an insider if you wanted to. It's just not the lane that you've chosen.
I don't want to be insider. I don't break news.
Yeah. React to news.
I react to news.
Yeah.
We've heard that line before. But
I really think McManus has done a better job than Elliott.
Of course he has.
Yeah.
I disagree.
Elliott's had great. I think Elliott's had a good take year or like, you know, whatever he's doing this year.
Look, he's been better as an insider. He's asked good questions.
Yeah.
He's been there.
Yeah.
But, you know, Elliott keeps. He keeps making fun of the stories that McManus writes. McManus writes stories with interesting quotes that we never knew before. It's part of being an insider.
And I don't know why we're giving... Listen, we'll give him some credit for the Ojulari thing.
Yes.
But he didn't break...
He gets all the credit.
No, he doesn't. He didn't break Ojulari to the Eagles.
But he said it.
McManus said Becton to the Chargers.
2 years.
He broke that.
Yes.
Rap Sheet could have had that.
Yeah.
Like, that smells like Rap Sheet, but McManus took this seriously.
Yeah, I don't know. This final vote's going to be interesting.
Yeah, we're going to have to sleep on it.
When do all the votes going to have to be in by 6 a.m. tomorrow?
Yeah. I'm casting my vote later today.
Okay.
We're going to make Elliott bring his whole family in.
Yep. Watch him lose.
Just to tell him he didn't get it. Yeah. He didn't win.
I think if we're doing polling odds right now, I think he's the favorite. But I think it's like minus 150.
Okay. And then what's McManus?
Like plus 120.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, it's pretty close. It's pretty close. Right. The second saddest thing that WIP hosts do is speaking of Elliott, still trying to act young. You know, we saw this on display in New Orleans.
Yeah.
You're almost 40.
Yeah.
I know you do the little hand twirl, like, I'm about to go in.
Yeah.
Like, don't hurt yourself, buddy. Like, we all saw you run down there. We saw the gut starting to hang out a little bit.
Wow. You got a lot of nerve.
Well, everyone knows him. I'm down 22.
Cut that, Ike.
No one can cut that.
Yeah.
No one else works here besides me.
Justin, cut that. Send me the audio. I'll play it on my phone.
Over and over again.
Yep.
I'm down 20 to 25. Elliott is working his way up.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
He's been eating good a lot, man. He's been on the road a lot.
He's been on the road. Now, he used to do the pasta in the bag trick. I don't know if you remember that.
What did he
do? I do remember that.
He used to make his own pasta.
Yes.
Okay.
And put it in a bag.
Like travel with it.
Yeah. Like that was his dinner.
Yeah, it was the worst.
Really?
Yeah,
we definitely shamed him out of that.
Pasta in a bag?
Yeah,
not like a
Ziploc bag. No, Ziploc bag, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He hasn't brought that one up in a while.
We definitely shamed him out of that.
Now, dude, I know I dress like I'm a teenager sometimes, but I don't think I act like I'm young.
You definitely don't act like you're young.
Right? No. I'm not. I don't feel like I'm trying to act like I'm young. I just don't know how to dress like an adult. But
yeah, well, and dressing our age is what wearing khakis and a button-down shirt.
Yeah, I don't even know what that is anymore.
Like, what is that?
Yeah, it's a good point.
Everything's changed post COVID. You know, I feel like you can kind of wear whatever you want to wear.
Well, that's what I do.
I've already decided I might give up jeans, man.
Oh, really?
Yeah, jeans suck, dude.
I love jeans.
Yeah, I think I might give them up.
Really? In exchange for what?
Joggers?
Joggers.
Joggers are in, man. I like
my joggers. Yeah, kind of joggers or, you know, some sort of loosely khaki or something. But
really?
Jeans? I can't find the right jeans.
Really?
Yeah,
I found a brand that works for me.
Either
I mostly
they're dad
wear
jeans or they're... these are the young people's jeans.
Like me.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's too much friction sometimes.
Well, that too, yeah. It's only friction when you're...
What's that brand that they sell in the mall? It looks like the True Religion logo, but it's not that. Richie wears those pants every once in a while. They look like the regular pants, but they're stretchy. Lululemon.
Oh, Lululemon.
You would like those, I bet.
And my wife wears Lululemon.
Dude, I think you would like those.
Just don't make them too tight or else it turns into a yoga pants allegation.
Yeah,
like what happened to me.
Well, right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like
that. That was form-fitting.
Listen, those are good pants.
Yeah.
Those are good joggers.
I can't go Lululemon.
Nah, it's tough.
I think you might like it.
Yeah, I can't
just take the tag off if you do get Lululemon.
Yeah, all right.
I'm going old gym teacher sweats.
Oh, okay. Oh, could do that. You gonna be a sweats guy
to work?
Oh, I would love to be a sweats guy.
Like it, like it. But the number one saddest thing that WIP hosts do, and this has been a long time, the long running bit with Jota Kamara, is that he continues to pretend he's an athlete. And yet again this morning, now he's taking a new shot, and then the shot is at me. Here's Jota Kamara. Once again, thinking he's an athlete.
Caller called up about an hour ago. I was like, I met Richie. I met Ike. I met Fritz. How did Fritz's name get in that call? Remember when she called like
college
an hour
athlete.
Ago?
College athlete.
What is that nonsense?
He's a college athlete.
College athlete, my ass. What was he, D6?
You claim athlete status.
Well, I am an athlete. I just chose
and
not to
Fritz
play at a
can't.
Certain point. He can claim it.
Are you a better athlete than Jack Fritz?
Probably. I'd have to see him play
buddy.
More.
Ooh. Here we go.
James, when you think?
No, I don't think.
Wait, you don't think I'm a better athlete than
Fritz? I'm not. Where Richie is saying think? Jack is some amazing athlete, but I think he's absolutely a better athlete
What's
than you.
What's he better at than me?
Do you think anyone
he pitched in college. Okay, are you kidding?
Let's just say he may be a better baseball player. I'm going to say maybe.
Are you kidding me?
Definitely a better baseball player.
What else is better? You can't beat me in basketball.
I'm sure
he can beat me in tennis.
I'll bet everything I have that he beats you in basketball.
He can beat you in everything.
He's like a six handicap or an eight handicap as a golfer.
Well, when you look at his body, does that look like athlete body?
Wow. Look at you. Who's talking right now?
Yeah, but look at that guy.
Oh.
He didn't let up.
He got a little chesty.
Oh. Yeah, he didn't let up.
That went on for like 4 minutes.
Well, this has got to happen then.
Well, yeah. I mean, we got to figure out what the... Sure, whatever, to appease his little nonsense.
Well, he actually threw out... he said baseball. He said
basketball, tennis.
I cook him in basketball. There's just no...
Tennis?
Yeah, I beat him in tennis.
See, basketball, I feel like he would just want to have a shooting contest.
Again, that's not basketball.
Like the free throw contest.
Real one-on-one to 11.
Well, 11? Well, 11. What do we have, 4 hours? How about 7?
I would score. It would be 11.
Be out there all day waiting for y'all to get to 11.
We'd all just be waiting to leave.
That's not
be
true.
Be like, okay, morning show's over. Gillo and Hugh have to talk about 11, Jack and Joe.
11 to 3. That would be the final score.
Ooh.
Wow.
Maybe 3. I don't even know if it would be
so,
3.
This is
what about
moment-
tennis?
I cook him in tennis. No, I play
Look,
tennis growing
This
up.
Is a momentous occasion because we've taken a lot of shots in the morning show and they never fire back.
Yeah.
And this is the first time they fire back. Jack, I believe in you, but we need to make this happen.
Well, and listen, down 20 to 25
what about
makes it that much easier.
What about a 400 meter dash?
How long is that?
That's a
400
lap.
Just one time around the track.
One lap.
Well, why can't we do like a sprint?
Well, one lap should be a sprint. It's a quarter mile.
Well, yeah, I could do it, but like you know, we could do both. We could do one lap around and we could do a sprint.
Wow, maybe a high jump competition. This will be like the revenge of the end of Revenge of the Nerds or whatever.
Yeah, it's totally out of my territory. It's just way too athletic for me right
talent
now.
Show? Talent
Ooh,
show? At the
talent
end?
Show.
Sure.
Oh.
Yeah, we got to figure out how we're going to do it. It seems like we got our bit for the summer, but
the camera goes down.
Yeah.
Boxing? Finally?
I'm just throwing this out. If there ever, and this is to both shows, morning and midday, I'm just saying, if y'all ever want a 3-on-3, I guarantee you we'll win.
I guarantee you we'll win as well.
Yeah.
Now, I can't get rebounds because I can't jump.
Don't even worry about it.
Just let me shoot.
Don't even worry about rebounds. You just pass the ball to me.
All right. I can shoot a little bit.
Okay.
Well, I know you like shooting a lot, so you can shoot most of the time, too. Just let me take a shot or two. That's all I'm asking you. This hour is sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Get 20% off all windows and doors with no money down and up to 6 years to pay it off interest-free. Call Guided Door and Window today at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit GoGUIDA.com.
I don't think that midday show has any... I mean, other than you playing football, I don't think they can do anything else.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed.
Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
No, 0% chance. Other than Hugh being a professional athlete.
Yeah, other than Hugh playing football, I don't think they can do anything
like,
else.
I think Giglio and Kyle would break their arms if they dribbled.
Because Giglio can run.
I was going to say. DeCamera can
he
run,
smoked
right?
Smoked you.
Well, yeah. He's like 120 pounds.
Wow. That's part of being an athlete.
We did the Eagles Autism Challenge.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, Giglio
yeah,
can
Joe
run.
Joe ran that thing so fast.
Yeah. The camera can't run.
No. He runs like Evan in New York. Yeah. He runs like his back is broken and his feet have bricks on them or something. Like, there's something wrong with the way he runs.
He's also never even broken 100 playing golf. Like,
oh, really?
He plays a good amount.
Well, yeah. Why would he even bring up golf then?
Oh, golf's not for athletes.
Well, it's a different kind of athletic
system. Old men. Yeah. We need a real athlete competition. What are you going to do? Play chess, too? 215.
A mental sweat.
215-592-9494. Herb in the Northeast. You're on WIP. What's up, Herb?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Loud and clear, buddy.
There's some bad static on the phone on my end or something. I don't know what it is.
You sound great.
I wanted to say, if I want to talk about Brandon Graham. He's a special player. He's a special person.
Did we lose Herb?
Herb? Oh, no. Herb's having some problems with the Bluetooth.
Damn.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. Rick in Fairmount. You're on WIP. What's up, Rick? Oh, boy. Rick?
There he is.
Hello.
Oh, for God's sakes. Derek in Doylestown. You're on WIP. What's up, Derek?
Hey, how we doing, fellas?
There we go.
Oh, Derek, just coming in clutch. What's up, Derek?
Come on, guys. Listen, hearing that BG interview was moving. Just a young man in the Philadelphia area hearing BG, the way he matured throughout his career, making one of the biggest plays in Philadelphia Eagles history in that first Super Bowl win. You know, it's definitely going to be a loss as a culture aspect. You know, I think we have the right pieces in place behind him, but you just don't replace a mindset and a character like that in the locker room.
No, but I think what we could wonder about is when, you know, everybody's worried about Jason and Fletcher leaving and the leadership of those guys. But what we found was there were young players who were ready to start stepping into those roles like Jordan. So I agree with you. You don't replace a BG, but you never know who on the team could be that guy if that guy wasn't around. So hopefully somebody steps into that and grows and becomes the next, you know, the next era of those guys.
Absolutely. And I think, honestly, with these young athletes we got, I mean, look, BG had a great career, but those first couple years of his, he wasn't an all-star. And I think Nolan Smith is ready to take that next step coming into the next year. And I think Jalen Carter's going to have a better overall career than Fletcher Cox. So, you know, I think we got two young studs.
Well, if he does, he'll be in the Hall of Fame.
Right, yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, Fletcher Cox. To
people forget Fletcher Cox was an all-decade player. Like him and Aaron Donald were the two tackles for the 2010 all-decade team.
I think Jack said earlier he was right. I think we all know that Fletcher was great, but I think we all probably minimize how great he was compared to the other guys. Yeah. He was a better player than BG, at least.
Six-time Pro Bowler, All-Pro. Yes, sir.
Absolutely. I mean, BG definitely benefited with having Fletch next to him. Mm-hmm. And I think people next to Carter are going to have that same effect. That's why, like, honestly, I'm not sweating losing Milton Williams. Like, the guy had a great season. Good for him. Put in any above-average tackle next to Carter, and I think they're going to have a breakout season as well.
Well, you did say above average.
Yeah.
Above that. Not anyone.
I hear you. Yeah, I hear you. I think we – listen, I don't want to underrate Milton Williams. I don't think we overrate Milton Williams. I really don't. I think Milton Williams was a very good young player that, quite frankly, if the Eagles had the financial ability to keep him, he would be here. Because that's the guy they usually sign. They usually re-sign the 25-year-old guy.
Exactly. Well, listen, I've been on hold for 40 minutes. I got an exciting answer for the players stuck around.
Who stuck around too long? Now, the context of this, BG left at exactly the right time, but we're looking for people who stuck around too long. Who stuck around too long?
I might have missed it if it was said already, and, you know, I'm a hater, so you can say what you want, but Joel Embiid has stuck around way too long.
That's honestly kind of cruel.
It's pathetic.
You know what? You know what, Derek? This has got to the point with people, and it actually kind of makes me mad that, like, you don't sound like you wanted them to be good at any point. Like it's almost like people are rooting for him to be so injured that he can't come back. I don't understand the joy that you take out of it. I've never seen that with any team here in Philadelphia, not with the Eagles, not with the Phillies, people like actively rooting against it. The guy, like, he absolutely choked in the Celtics series, 100%, should have won that. But, like, holy moly, like, he's had injury after injury after injury, and you sound like excited about it. I don't understand.
No, I mean, I never want to root for injury, and let's be honest, Embiid's the best Sixer we've ever had since Allen Iverson.
Yes.
And at the end of the day, he was a great player, but it's just a broken record with the team. And honestly, you know, if we can take away players, I'd say Josh Harris has stuck around too long in Philadelphia.
Well, that might be a more fair one. Right, yeah. Thank you for the call, Derek. Yeah. And I don't mean to be mean to Derek. I understand the frustration and the disappointment. I don't necessarily get the animosity.
Yeah.
There's like an anger there.
Yeah, well, some of it is the back and forth arguing over Embiid. It was a lot of that going on during that the era where he finished runner-up for MVP a couple of years. He didn't get it. A lot of us thought he deserved it. You know, people didn't want to see him get it. So it was a lot of that arguing back and forth. And I almost feel like, to the point you're making, that some people, I'm not saying Derek was, but it does feel like some people are happy that he's in the situation that he is right now because they can say that they were right.
Right.
About him.
It's just like ultimately disappointing for all of us.
Yeah.
It's why I say, at the end of the day, I'd rather be wrong about Hurts. I was not like crying when he won Super Bowl.
Right, you were happy.
Yeah, it was good. We have to say what we think, but I just thought at the end we all want it to be good, and there have been bad guys who have been here. I don't think Embiid's a bad guy.
Nah,
he has not lived up to
the injuries
what we
just hope. Frustrate people.
Right,
I think that's, and obviously the postseason stuff. But but him as an individual player.
It's like pretty good, you know. All right. Speaking of the Sixers, they almost pulled one off last night. They really did. Now that was an exciting game. That brought back the good old days. We will talk about that. Take your calls on BG. Ooh, also Big Lou with a comment on DeCamera versus Fritz.
Hold on.
What?
Are we really? I'll wait till after the break.
Oh, you want to talk about one
just
caller?
It's BG day to day.
We're gonna let him
exactly.
Well, we can cut him off right away if he doesn't do the right thing. All right, this is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Wow, what's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.